Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
So, Em, I thought that was sensational. I thought that, and you sort of alluded to it before, Timmy, that they sort of they went into their shell a little bit in the second half. I thought there was about a 6 minute period in between the 50th and the 60th minute. There was Peter Hicko. He shot up in defence at one point, gave away a penalty. It was a tough one, to be fair. He's just coming. He was down in their end, just trying to put pressure on. There was that penalty. Then they had the penalty the next set on last tackle where Brandon Smith tackled Isaiah Yeo. They got the penalty there, and Cam Murray scored that try. As soon as Cam Murray scored that try, they brought Tino on the field. And then from that little 10-minute period, as much as the score was close, I sort of felt like New Zealand were gone after that point. It was just a 2 or 3 minute little domino effect. Like, fuck, you've got a feel for cheese on that play, don't you? Like, if you go back and watch two sets before, he was exhausted. He was out on his feet. He still made a try-saving tackle on the play before, and then... And it just shows, I was going to say in the NRL, in rugby league, whatever it is, if you are just half a yard off, it might as well be a mile when you've got a guy like Cam Murray running at you. You just saw his eyes light up, didn't you?
And of all players.
Yeah.
I just don't know why they played him for so many minutes.
Yep.
That to me was a wrong call. He can't. He's too explosive. I really feel you want to give Brandon Smith 25 minutes off the bat or even 30, you bring him off, and then maybe the last 20 minutes of a game. I just don't know why. I just don't know why you would give him that many minutes. He's too valuable to give that many minutes to. You want him, every run he takes, every tackle he makes, fresh, essentially. Yeah, of course he's going to gas a little bit, but I do think that was a little bit of a tough on Brandon. Like, obviously it was still him that missed out or whatever, but I just think he probably wasn't utilized correctly. And look, maybe if I'm remembering incorrectly, do you know when he came on and off? I felt like he was playing quite long minutes. He ended up playing 62 minutes, but to my understanding, that was just the last 20, if I'm incorrect, last 18.
He went off just after Cam Murray scored that try, which was 52nd minute, so about 55, then he must have come back for the last couple.
He played the first 56 minutes straight, Kempe, which I think is just... And if you have a look in that 56 minute, he pretty much takes himself off.
Yeah.
He's just like, mate, I'm fucking done.
And we chatted a bit about it last week, about how I think it was a clear ploy from Madge Maguire to get big minutes into him from the start of the tournament. So when all these stars inside were rested, and whether that be mid-game or missing games, whatever, Cheese played all five games minutes, 71, 80, 80, 64, and then 62 against Australia in the weekend where, as you said, he basically pulled himself off. So the ploy was there that they wanted big minutes in him, despite having Jeremy Marshall-King, who's obviously was outstanding this season, showed that they... Hindsight's a great thing. We know that. But probably could have gone this sort of dual hooking rotation. They ended up going with Foz there on the bench anyway. But I think they wanted bigger minutes out of Cheese, which he couldn't handle it. And again, no knock on him. Like, Kempe going about over and over again with Chisao at the moment. He's built like a lock, and he's, you know, he's shedding a little bit to get back down to sort of a hooker size to play big minutes. But unfortunately, it became a really telling part of the game. And, you know, if we sat here and patted everyone on the back, there'd be about three people listening to this podcast. But it was the big turning point of the game, because he couldn't get off his line because he was so gassed. So I said, hindsight's a great thing, but it didn't pay off, that one, did it?
Tell you what, if you're a Roosters fan, you must be excited. Brandon Smith arriving to you after that happening to him. He's going to be ready to go next year.
Well, look at this. This is Australia. So you've got Harry Grant and Ben Hunt. So Ben Hunt, origin hooker, rah-rah, experienced player. He played 45 minutes. Harry Grant played 35 minutes. Why is Brandon Smith playing 62 minutes when Ben Hunt and Harry Grant are playing those minutes? When, if you were to select a side, Ben Hunt and Harry Grant would probably get selected before him. I personally think that it was, again, it was his error for sure, but I think it was unfair on Brandon Smith to expect an explosive hooker. This is not Cameron Smith we're talking about. This is not, you know, a wily hooker that just knows how to get through certain areas of the field. We're talking about literally one of the most explosive hookers we've ever seen play the game. I'd argue he could go toe-to-toe explosive-wise with any hooker that's ever played the game. I think it was an error to leave him on that long. Even though I'm not saying that it wasn't his fault, you make your tackles, rah-rah, I just think it was an error, especially when you look at the Australian side and Harry Grant's getting 35 minutes. You're going, what?
I think Kempe, when in all these other games where Madge was getting the big minutes into him, going, all right, you've played 80, you've played 70, you've gotten through it fine. Well, you know, when there's 70 points on the board, you're getting stoppages all over the time. You're cruising. You're not doing too much work in D. It's pretty easy. And that probably masked a little bit the fact that he was getting through that easy. But when you pin him up against the fast pace of a semi-final with Australia, you know, it was just never real. It wasn't realistic, was it?
And just to reinforce Kempe's point as well, Ben Hunt did his 45 minutes in two stints. They used three interchanges on their two hookers.
Yeah, the game is too fast to expect an explosive hooker. So I'm not even saying in hindsight, like I even think going into this tournament, I would never expect Brandon Smith to play those long minutes. Like it's just, I just don't think it's good. In today's game where the ruck is so quick, you just, unless you've got Cam Smith the GOAT, you need someone to come in and split those times up so that they can stay up with the speed of the play the ball. Look, it is what it is. Brandon Smith, we all know he's going to be back and back in a big fucking way, big, big way. We've seen what he can do. He's a premiership winner. He is going to be electric. And what's perfect about this is guess who's sitting on the bench waiting for Brandon Smith to give him a break? Connor Watson. You know, like this duo is going to be fucking phenomenal. Now, a few other players. Isaiah Papali'i, once again, fuck, just gets through so much work. Like, he's just relentless. He is just relentless. Tarpanet, once again, proving his class. This is what Tarpanet did. 143 meters, 36 tackles, zero misses, four offloads. Four offloads. The most of any forward on the field. He's getting to the territory where you almost go, did the Raiders get a bloody bargain? Did they get a bargain with this guy? And I know he's on big coin, but this year for him has been absolutely phenomenal. He just went against the Australian team forward pack and was arguably the best, one of the best forwards on the field, if some would consider him the best forward on the field. And he was doing it at 13. He wasn't even playing front row like he does at club. He's incredible. Mulatalo, fuck, he's slowly creeping up into that top tier winger for me. Like, he's just so, so silky. He's just quicker than you give him credit for. He makes big plays usually when you need him to. Once again, 128 meters. He had two line breaks, four tackle breaks, an offload. He's something special, Mulatalo. I really like him.
And he only played 60 minutes. He went off injured as well.
Yeah. And we go back to the game before. Although he had that one error, outside of that, he was incredible against Fiji.
Yeah. I thought Dylan Brown was really good too, Kempe. I mean, if I'm Parramatta fans, like, I know they've lost Reed and guys, but Fuck, I'm so excited about how he's coming on. I thought he was really good in this game. I spoke before about, you know, everyone said, oh, Nathan Cleary, he's run too much, blah, blah, blah. Till Brown had 26 runs for 180 metres, pretty much the same. No one said a thing about it. Yeah, because, like, I love everything about Till Brown. I really like the way he's coming on for Parramatta, and I hope that he can come back next year and be as good. He made, what did he make? 24 tackles in this one, missed one against the Kangaroos.
Jeez.
Yeah. And, like, we're talking about the Kangaroos with the craziest edges you can find. Like, the edges of the Kangaroos is a joke, like an actual joke. So, as I said, it's very disappointing for the Kiwis. I know some people feel like they didn't get some calls. Personally, I thought the reffing was quite even in the sense that there were some Australian calls we didn't get. There were some Kiwi calls they didn't get. There were some people even complaining about the Rapana offside. I was like, he was clearly offside. Like, he was clearly offside. I don't understand that. I think even the commentators were saying, oh, was he, you know, was he on, you know, it was bizarre. Like, he was 100% anyway.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I think that New Zealand have a lot to be proud of. And put it this way, and take nothing away from the other team, if they're on the other side of the comp, I think they make the grand final. And again, that's not to be disrespectful to anyone. And that's just an opinion. That's not a fact. Like, maybe Samoa will come out and fucking blitz them. Who knows? But I just think that they do not need to hang their heads in shame at all. I think they're building something really fucking special. And put it this way, if we get into the next World Cup and they're not at least, like, essentially as good as Australia, I'll be surprised. I will honestly be surprised.
One more, Kempy, that I forgot to add, and you'll be very surprised to hear that it's a Canberra Raider, but Jordan Rapana, he had a wonderful World Cup, and that line break he made with 5:10 to go, wherever it was, where he found Chance, like, had they scored off that and won the game against the Aussies, would have gone down. Like, I can't remember who he burst through, but it would have gone down as one of the all-time plays to bust the line off. Was it a kick return or a scoot or something? It was unbelievable.
It was a kick return, and it was off the back of a couple of pretty poor mistakes from Rapana. But that's Rapana. Oh, he can make mistakes, but it doesn't rattle him. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't remember his last mistake. He's just ready to make a difference the next time.
Like,
it's unreal.
Like a goldfish. He forgot what happened before, but onwards to the future. And the other thing with Rapa, got to give him credit for his goal kicking, because we were all very critical, myself included, with his, I think it was after the quarterfinal, had a bit of a stinker saying, you know, such a concern for them going forward. But he nailed in the semi-final against Fiji a really difficult kick from the sideline with a bit of rain around, and that ended up being pretty pivotal. They were up 20-18 at one point. Kicked 3 from 3 in the semi against Australia, and just he delivered. And I didn't think he had that goal kicking ability in him, but Mad showed faith in him, and we were sort of sitting there thinking, oh, could they have picked someone else? But hit him really well by the end of the tournament.
Yeah, I know that we don't. I know that people get very upset with the ifs that we throw out sometimes, but mate, if that Jerome Hughes grubber is just a couple of centimetres in, Kiwis, they're in a World Cup final all of a sudden, and the story's very... I know we don't like ifs, and it didn't happen, I get it, but they weren't far off, mate.
Well, it's just, it's an example of, like, you know, you get so caught up in the devastation of a loss, you forget how close you were to, you know, how minimal changes can change everything. I think even Michael Maguire said after the game, you know, what we do know now is that gap between us and Australia is absolutely closing. Exciting times, such exciting times for Australia.
New Zealand. Did you hear what Brian Fletcher said in the commentary after it? They showed Madge and he was really upset and everything. And Fletcher goes, he's just realised he has to go and join Ricky Stewart down in Canberra now.
Brian Fletcher's the best. Fuck, I love him. He's so good. Yeah, so look, Kiwis, obviously disappointing. There's no denying that. But what a game of footy. What a fucking game. Like, 2 points. 2 points. So I don't think they need to be disappointed at all. I don't think they need to change.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.